Chapter 8, De Gringolade. De Gringolade. D-E-G-R-I-N-G-O-L-A-D-E. A rapid decline or deterioration, as in strength, position, or condition. From French, de gringoler, to tumble down. From Middle French, des gringolere. From Middle Dutch, krinkelen, to make curl. Related to English crinkle and crank. In all honesty, Kurama should have expected it. He knows where he stands, knows how shinobi villages work, knows that there's no way the Hokage would be all right with a complete stranger getting so close to Konoha's only Jinchuriki. Even so, the second Kurama feels Naruto ripped from his arms, every reasonable bit of his brain simply shuts down. He flies through the air with the force of the wrench, landing several yards away on all fours, and fury burns through him. There's only anger, only the white-hot pulse of desperation, like a sun going nova in his soul. "They're taking him away from me," he thinks, and nothing else. In a blur, he moves. Kakashi is no longer anything but an impediment, an enemy, standing between Kurama and Naruto. He barely notices the kunai in the jonin's hand, barely feels the crackle of chakra exploding out to meet his own. Anger is a fiery shroud pulled across his eyes, a mask that leaves only targets. Baring his teeth, he slashes down, and Kakashi only just manages to knock him aside with a sharp kick. "How dare you!" Kurama roars, even as he lands and staggers a step. Whirling, he takes a menacing stride towards the man, crouched and ready with a wide-eyed Naruto behind him. "What the fuck do you think you're doing? He's my family!" Blue eyes flicker from Kakashi back to Kurama, wary but worried. Kurama stares at him, desperation knotting up his guts, and takes another step. "Stay back," Kakashi warns sharply. "You have no proof of anything. The Hokage isn't about to allow a complete stranger." Restraint snapping, Kurama snarls and throws himself forward, claws slashing downward and just skimming cloth as Kakashi leaps to the side. He's fast and it's frustrating. Kurama lunges again, this time with a hard kick, but it doesn't connect. A dodge, another, and Kakashi leaps back again. But this time Kurama doesn't follow. It's a distraction, a diversion, and he won't fall for it. Instead, he lunges for Naruto, planning to snatch him up and run, but there's a blur. Kakashi appears directly in front of him, fist already swinging, and Kurama yelps as he goes reeling back from a haymaker to the jaw. "Stranger?" he echoes contemptuously when he gets his feet under him, and there's a cut on the inside of his cheek leaking blood. He spits it out, looking up to glare at the Kappinen. "That little boy is the most precious thing to me in the entire world. If you try to keep me from him, Hatake, I'll have no problem burning this entire filthy village to the ground." Exaggeration, if only because Naruto loves this place so much. But Kurama isn't about to tell him that. Like this, balanced on the edge of overwhelming fury, his chakra surging and building like a volcano, Kurama honestly isn't sure what he would do to keep Naruto with him. There's no possible way he can leave Naruto. He won't. "Bisuke," Kakashi says, low and sharp. "Alert the Hokage. Go." From further back down the road, there's a flash of tan and blue, and a dog with a Konoha Hitayate around its neck bolts out of cover and away. Kurama curses, because that means he has minutes at best before the Hokage arrives, before the Hokage takes Naruto away. And desperation wars with fury as he glances between Kakashi and Naruto. It doesn't help that Naruto stares back at him, confused but not running. And there's an edge of hope to blue eyes that makes Kurama ache right down to his bones. Move, Kurama warns, because this is one of Naruto's precious people, or will be, and he can't do any less. It won't stop him from acting if he's forced, but he can spare the breath for a warning. Hateke, move, and I won't kill you now. Just, he's Kushina's son. He's family. Please. Kakashi's expression doesn't waver. He shifts, flipping the kunai around in his grip and centering his weight, and then reaches up. The slanted Hitayate is pushed straight again, revealing spinning red and black, and a growl bubbles up in the back of Kurama's throat, skin crawling faintly. He steps back, but that Sharingan eye follows him. The thought of it recording his every movement, dissecting his chakra, memorizing all of his tells, hiding the potential to completely strip him of his will. Kurama hates it. Hates that eye and what it stands for. Hates the man who originally owned it and all the grief he caused. Taking Obito down is definitely going to be a pleasure. Last chance, Hatake, he growls, and glances past the man again to look at Naruto, trying to tell him silently that everything's all right. There's a blur of speed and motion, and Kurama only just manages to wrench his attention back to Kakashi in time to leap aside, ducking under a slicing overhand swing of that kunai. He kicks out in return, aiming the ball of his foot directly at Kakashi's gut, but isn't surprised when it misses. Kakashi twists around it, free hand slashing out, and Kurama knocks it aside, drops to avoid another slash from the weapon, and then leaps straight up. He gathers up chakra even as he twists in the air, landing lightly in front of Naruto, and then slashes out towards his opponent, aiming downwards as carefully as he can. The shockwave ripples outward, striking the ground and tearing a deep trench as it flings earth and stone into the air. But Kakashi is too fast to catch like that. He throws himself up and over, and though it makes Kurama snarl, he gives ground, retreating from Naruto and leading Kakashi away from the boy. You should surrender, Kakashi says coolly, even as his fingers flicker through the signs for a water jutsu. Naruto is a citizen of Konohagakure. I'm not about to let you threaten him. The Dragon of Water is exactly what Kurama expects of Kakashi. Powerful, flashy, and nothing more than a distraction to cover the real attack. He snarls, fury twisting through him, and doesn't bother with signs as he grabs for his chakra and opens his mouth. A twister of fire streams out to meet the attack, and both jutsus explode as they collide. With a hissing shriek, steam fills the air, whirling out to cover both of them. But Kurama's ears are just as good as Kakashi's nose. He can hear the faintest scuff of a boot on the grass as the jonin charges and twists away from the stabbing lunge. Surrender? He taunts, ducking the following kick and slipping out of the path of the lash of fire. Never! Naruto is the only reason I'm still alive, you bastard! And if you want me to give him up, you'll have to see me dead and buried first. Earth explodes up underneath him, and Kurama swears viciously, just barely manages to get his feet under him enough to leap over the grasping hands that reach for him. A hard slash downwards and a brief shockwave dispels the clone, but the distraction is enough for Kakashi to close in. The kunai stabs forward, aimed at the center mass, and Kurama is too close to dodge it fully. He tries regardless, wrenches back and twists hard, but he's only just landed and not quite steady on his feet. The short blade tears deep into the meat of his right bicep, scrapes bone, and is yanked away. Kurama traps a scream behind his teeth, only a muffled cry of pain escaping, But it throws him off balance enough that Kakashi's next kick connects hard with his gut and sends him reeling back. He doesn't want to kill Kakashi. He can't even imagine how the future will go without him there. But this is Naruto at stake. If he loses, they're going to lock him up, hide him away, and he'll never see Naruto again, even if he manages to escape. The agony of that thought claws at him, and he imagines the future stretching out before him, completely devoid of his Jinchuriki's presence. Imagines Kaguya rising unhindered, Naruto dead as a sacrifice to her madness, with him unable to change anything. It can't be allowed. It can't be tolerated. And if Kurama has to put Kakashi in the hospital to buy enough time to get both himself and Naruto away, he'll do it. With a snarl that's equal parts rage, pain, and desperation, Kurama lets himself fall to gain distance, then rolls to his feet as Kakashi follows. The steam is dissipating quickly, bringing their battlefield back into view, and Kurama can feel more chakra signatures approaching. The Hokage's backup, no doubt, and it makes him hiss in aggravation. His arm aches with a fiery pain, and Kurama can hardly move it. But for all the skin he's wearing, he's not human. He's not even really a shinobi, and he certainly doesn't have their limits. He needs to end this quickly, and for that, he can't show restraint. Finding the correct balance of negative and positive chakra is as simple as breathing, and just as familiar. Kurama summons the orbs into the air around him, small pinpoints of glittering light, and doesn't bother compressing them down to their usual form. A flick of his hand and the miniature Bijudama whirl out like foxfire, leaving bright afterimages behind, and streak towards Kakashi with deadly intent. Mismatched eyes widen, and Kakashi throws himself back, just managing to avoid the first one as it strikes the ground and detonates like an exploding tag, multiplied tenfold. The earth shakes as the rest follow, filling the air with chips of stone and debris. But Kurama doesn't wait. He lunges after the jonin, mouth filling with raw chakra, and exhales another surge of flame that roars across the ground like a burning tide. Kunai and shuriken blur out of the haze, but Kurama takes a twisting leap over them, bounces off the ground, and drives a kick into Kakashi's side as hard as he can. The jonin goes flying, slamming into the tree where Naruto had been sitting, and with a victorious cry, Kurama lunges after him, claws out. Before he can reach the man, Kakashi plants his feet and brings his hand up. Chakra surges like a geyser, then steadies, and the sound of 1,000 birds fills the smoky air. Apparently, Kakashi's done holding back as well. This time, when Kurama summons his Bijudama, he doesn't hesitate. The balance chakra swirls and compresses, spinning madly in his palm, and Kurama brings his hand lashing forward, ready to release it and end this fight. With a sudden burst of speed, Kakashi mirrors him, Raikiri bright and deadly in one hand. Then a small voice cries, "No!" And before Kurama can even blink, there's a tiny, fragile body planted squarely between them, arms outstretched as if to hold them back. Sheer, mind-numbing terror gives Kurama the deceptive speed of his Biju form, able to match even Naruto in Sage Mode. With a cry that tears at his throat, he flicks the Bijudama away and changes his lunge into a dragging Naruto around behind him, even as he turns to give Kakashi his back. Half a second too late, Kakashi comprehends what's happening and makes a desperate attempt to pull away. But for all his genius and reflexes, there's no time, no possibility of aborting the strike or doing anything more than diverting it slightly. On his own, Kurama could dodge it. He's fast enough. Adrenaline humming and heart pounding, but Naruto is right there, and Kurama can't grab him quickly enough, can't move, because if he does, Naruto will be right in Kakashi's path, and not for anything will Kurama let harm come to this boy. Kurama has a fraction of a heartbeat to brace himself before lightning tears through his chest, Kakashi's kunai punching a hole right through him. The smell of charred meat rises, and agony grays Kurama's vision. But even as he staggers, coughing up blood, he doesn't allow himself to falter. He's already healing, can feel bone and muscle knitting together, and forces himself to move. Kakashi is sluggish with horror, both eyes wide and shocked, and Kurama mercilessly takes advantage. One fist snaps out, striking Kakashi's jaw squarely, and the Kapinin goes flying back again, spine slamming into the tree's trunk and skull bouncing off the wood with a loud crack. In the same movement, Kurama twists, ignoring the spots of darkness that dance across his eyes, and snatches Naruto up in his arms. The little boy yelps, clearly startled, but Kurama can't comfort him yet. Before Kakashi can recover, he turns and flees, each step jolting his wound. But Naruto clutched tightly to him. Behind him, there's a shout, but the world is already starting to blur past with their speed, and Kurama isn't about to stop. They reach the wall in a moment, and Kurama clears it with a long bound, lands, and immediately hurls himself into the surrounding forest. His Naruto once knew every inch of these woods, and that Kurama has managed to remember clearly. Even with Konoha Nin in pursuit, even injured, Kurama knows he can outrun and outmaneuver them here. There's blood soaking his new shirt, sticky and clammy against his skin, and his breath rasps in his throat, each one hurting like there's a knife in his lungs. Small hands clutch at his collar, his hair, even as a face presses into the curve of his neck. And Kurama grips Naruto to him with his uninjured arm, holds him tight to his uninjured side, and runs as fast as he can force himself to. It's only when they're miles from Konoha, in the dimness of a deeply shadowed grove, that Kurama finally allows himself to stagger to a stop. His muscles are trembling, though he can't tell if it's from adrenaline or exertion. Either way, he drops to his knees with a groan of relief, carefully easing Naruto onto the ground in front of him. Vaguely, he realizes that his head is swimming, but he can't focus on that. Instead, he looks at the boy in front of him, who has tear tracks on his cheeks and wide eyes. "Are you okay?" he demands, as gently as he's able. "Naruto, are you okay? Did we hurt you?" Blue eyes turn up to him, and Kurama can read both confusion and wonder in them. Naruto pauses, then smiles, and it makes Kurama's breath catch painfully, makes his heart trip over itself as it beats. "I'm fine," he insists. "Don't worry about me." That's it. That's Naruto's smile, his real one. And regardless of whether this Naruto knows him or not, he's giving it to Kurama anyway. With a choked sob, Kurama drags Naruto forward into a hug, pulling the boy tight against his chest and burying his face in blonde hair. "Naruto," he whispers. "Naruto, Naruto, oh, thank the sage, I was so scared." There's a hesitation, and then arms twine around his neck, gripping tightly. "I'm okay," Naruto repeats. "Sorry, Oji-san. I just wanted you guys to stop fighting. I'm sorry I scared you." "I wouldn't have hurt him," Kurama promises, and it's only slightly untrue. I didn't want them to take you away from me. I finally found you, Naruto. I can't give you up again." Small hands, so small, so breakable when Kurama is used to his old juggernaut of a Jinchuriki, tug lightly on his hair, and Kurama reluctantly pulls back to look Naruto in the eyes. There's a mulish set to his features, and once he's sure he has Kurama's attention, Naruto declares fiercely, "I was worried about you! You're really my uncle, right?" Of course, he doesn't know Kakashi yet. At best, the jonin is a stranger on the street. Given Kurama's declaration of shared blood, it makes sense for an orphan boy who's never known his family to be drawn to that. Even so, despite all logical explanation, Kurama feels warmth flood through him like sunlight, and he smiles. Reaching up, he smooths his hand over Naruto's flyaway hair, even worse from the wind of their flight. and then leans in to press a kiss to his forehead. "Thank you, Naruto," he says quietly. "I'm sorry I grabbed you and ran like that. I wasn't thinking." Another bad decision. And even more than facing Kakuzu unprepared, this one was unspeakably stupid. He just made himself a fugitive from Konoha, one every shinobi in the village will be eager to capture. After all, the Jinchuriki are powerful weapons, and Kurama just made off with one. Beyond that, he was moving entirely on desperation and instinct. There was little reason behind the fight, and with the terrified fury finally ebbing, Kurama can see that, but... But how could he have chosen differently? They were going to take Naruto away from him. Kakashi tried, and Kurama wasn't willing to suffer a separation like that, even in the name of his goals. Because Naruto was sad, hurting, and the loneliness in him echoed Kurama's. There was no way Kurama could have stayed there, watched Kakashi pull Naruto away, and not reacted badly. It feels overwhelming now, the scope of this change. Naruto is meant to be in Konoha, learning and growing, suffering because Kurama will never again allow himself to forget that much, making friends and connections. And now Kurama has taken him away from that, away from the safety of the village, when he may shortly end up with the entire Akatsuki organization on his tail. Taken him into danger, into a situation where Kurama has no food, no home, and a rapidly decreasing amount of money. His eyes burn. There was no good decision there, no way to win. Maybe if he'd managed to restrain himself in the beginning, things might have been fine. But there was absolutely no chance of Kurama not reacting to Naruto's loneliness. He'd carve his own heart out before he left Naruto to that pain. "Sorry," he whispers, his voice ragged, and presses his cheek to Naruto's palm. "Thank you. Yes, I'm your uncle. I'm your family." Naruto beams, leaning forward and hugging him, for the first time of his own volition. "Ochan," he says enthusiastically. "Can I call you that?" Despite himself, Kurama laughs even as tears slip down his cheeks, because this is Naruto, because Naruto already likes him, and he answers, "Anything you want, Naruto, anything." He's never spoken truer words. Even with Konoha after them, even on the run and entirely unprepared for it, Kurama has Naruto again, and for that, to keep Naruto beside him for the rest of time, Kurama will do absolutely anything and not regret it for a moment. Kakashi's fairly sure he has a concussion. There's a certain dizzying sort of pain that he's far too familiar with, and his vision keeps graying out around the edges when he moves too fast. That's a large part of the reason he's only just extracting himself from a dent in the tree trunk when the Hokage sweeps in, face set in grim lines and an Anbu contingent with him. "Kakashi?" he asks sharply, and the tightly contained lash of his chakra is enough to make even Kakashi shiver. "Hokage-sama," he answers as steadily as he's able. Even as one of the Anbu slips forward to press a green, glowing hand against his skull. The ache recedes, and he breathes out a silent sigh of relief. "Uzumaki is gone, and he took Naruto. I attempted to stop him, but... failed." The word leaves a bitter taste on his tongue. Failed. The same way he failed to save Obito, save Rin. The same way he failed to keep his promise to Minato and make sure his son stayed safe. He was not quite relaxed around Kurama, but his guard slipped. Seeing him with Naruto, seeing him in the street last night, he thought he understood the Uzumaki, thought he had seen enough to judge. Apparently, he failed at that, too. Politely constrained fury darkens the Sandaime's eyes, even as he folds his hands behind his back. "I see," he says after a long moment. Were you able to discover his motivations by any chance? Kakashi has never seen wonder of the type that was on Kurama's face when Naruto first came into view. He remembers, too, the way gruff, aloof Kurama openly wept when he finally spoke to the boy. There's no way to fake that kind of emotion. And even though Kakashi knows intellectually that he should be suspicious, of that at least he can't be. It's been a long time since he's seen such genuine feeling, and it's unmistakable. He claimed to be Naruto's uncle, he finally offers. I don't think he planned to see Naruto or even knew he was here. He said he recognized Naruto because of his chakra's similarities to Kushina's, and he didn't get violent until I attempted to separate him from Naruto. Sarutobi doesn't ask if he believes it. Kakashi would say outright if he didn't. Instead, he sighs softly, rubbing a hand over his brow. And the fight? He's dangerous, Kakashi answers promptly, though Sarutobi can likely guess as much just looking at the destruction around them. He doesn't need hand signs to use very strong katon jutsus, and he has. Kakashi winces, stumbling over what he wants to say, but at the Hokage's sharp glance, he reluctantly finishes. It looks like Minato's Rasengan, only black and purple rather than imbued with wind chakra, and he can adjust the size, as well as summon multiple spheres. Another hesitation, and Kakashi adds, "He was trying very hard not to kill me. And when Naruto stepped between us, he chose to take my Raikiri to the back rather than put Naruto in danger." Grimness slides into thoughtful consideration, and the Hokage nods carefully. I would believe that Kurama has been otherwise very much alone. Perhaps seeing a relative was enough to unbalance him. He tips his head faintly, glancing up at Kakashi. I don't recall Kushina ever mentioning a brother. But we were not overly close. Did you hear anything? Kakashi shrugs, hiding a wince when the massive bruise developing up and down his spine twinges. Her father disappeared when she was a toddler, he offers. Up and left. Given Uzushio's location, it's possible he ended up in Lightning Country and had another kid. Kurama said he had eight brothers, not a sister. But that could be because they were half siblings rather than full. Or he's just distantly related, but didn't want to confuse Naruto. It might even be possible that Kurama made his way to Uzushio before it fell and started his career as a shinobi there. Sarutobi agrees. It would explain his knowledge of Anbu code and the fact that he and Kushina apparently met. Perhaps she never knew, and the village was lost before he could tell her. He sighs, folds his hands in front of him, and shakes his head faintly. But enough guesswork. Until we have more information, Uzumaki Kurama is a dangerous enemy holding one of our most valuable assets hostage. Kakashi, I'm assigning you the track and capture mission. Take Itachi, Shisui, and Tenzo. Find Naruto and bring him back. If it's possible, take Kurama prisoner. If not, you are authorized to use lethal force. I want Naruto brought home at any cost. Yes, sir, Kakashi answers simply, dipping into a quick bow, and the Hokage inclines his head and sweeps away. Straightening slowly, Kakashi drags in a shaky breath, holds it for a count of three, and then releases it. The mission settles into his mind, and Kakashi forces himself to push aside all thoughts of Kurama with Naho, Kurama's face when Kakashi called him a comrade, Kurama's expression of sheer, aching joy as he wrapped Naruto in a hug. Box up the monster, wipe off the blood, paste on a smile, and no one will ever know anything's happened. Do it in reverse, and the monster is suddenly all that's left. All that remains is the mission, and that part Kakashi isn't going to let himself fail. Not this time. Not again.